current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative. Establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, beyond Xinjiang. The plight of the Uyghur Muslims in East Turkestan, the part of China known as Xinjiang, has made international headlines for the past several years. Even non-Muslims have noted the brutal abductions, concentration camps, forced re-education, the banning of Ramadan fasting and daily prayers, reported harvesting of organs, and state surveillance that the Uyghur Muslims of Xinjiang are subject to. But unsatisfied with just tormenting the Muslims of East Turkestan, the Chinese state has increasingly clenched its fist on the Hui Muslims of Ningxia. Ningxia is the home of the Hui Muslims, China's third largest ethnic minority. Hui Muslims across China are falling victim to the same surveillance, imprisonment and desecration of the masajid that the Uyghurs are facing. But not long ago, the Hui Muslims were viewed as the model Muslim minority, descendants of Persian, Arab and Mongol merchants on the Silk Road. They intermarried with ethnic Han Chinese over centuries and assimilated into the country, speaking Mandarin and integrating Islamic practices into Chinese customs. Even now, the Hui Muslims serve as the middleman between the Chinese government and coveted investment and economic relationships with wealthy Middle Eastern countries because of their adoption of both Mandarin and the Arabic language. Knowingly or not, the Hui Muslims have become China's Muslim ambassadors, a role that the Chinese state actively exploits. Recently, commentators and experts have noted a rise in religiosity among the Hui Muslims, particularly due to their exposure to Muslims in the Middle East. But the Chinese government has also taken note. Reports are emerging that the Hui-run nursery schools, childcare centers and religious schools were forcibly closed by Ningxia and across Yunnan and Henan provinces, which are also home to a large number of Hui Muslims. Domes and minarets are lopped off mosques and replaced with curving Chinese roofs. News broadcasts are forbidden to show pedestrians wearing traditional Hui skull caps or veils. The Chinese government is emboldened to continue to persecute Muslims under the guise of establishing political control. The continued vilification of political Islam that emanates from Washington DC think tanks, politicians all the way to Sisi of Egypt, and Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, combined with the docile reactions and crocodile tears shed by the leaders of Turkey and Pakistan, continues to fuel Chinese unfettered assaults upon its Muslim citizens. The Chinese government comfortably smothers its Muslim population, knowing that they will face no repercussions for their actions from any government in the Muslim world. The tragic reality is that Muslims will continue to live under the threat of persecution no matter where they reside, unless they abandon their Islamic aqidah and the rulings that emanate from it. Clear hatred towards Islam exists and the disbelievers will not stop until they turn the Muslims away from Islam.
ولا يزالون يقاتلونكم حتى يردوكم عن دينكم إن استطاعوا.
And they will never cease fighting you until they turn you back from your religion if they can. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 217. Jazakum Allah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.